You will not be asked a simpler question each week on Fridays. We just ask, do you, don't you? And you've got to answer on 13 10 60. Rules of engagement, you need to follow it through on whatever the answer is,
yeah.
Which will be an interesting one today.
Exactly, because it's about feelings.
Yes.
And how you feel getting nude.
Yes.
Do you, don't you, feel awkward when you're naked in front of your pet?
Ah, this is a great one.
Now, the story involves a dog, but yeah. Maybe you've got a cat. Maybe you've got a fish. Yeah. Maybe you've got a pet snake.
Yeah.
It's just about feeling awkward when you're nude in front of your bestie.
Yeah, maybe you've got a budgie that goes...
Yeah, or a cockatoo.
Maybe.
You're naked.
Yeah. Yes, and it's funny you talk about, you know, the pet engaging, because that's where this story sort of comes into fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Hit family shared with us that, look, he's in a new relationship, 3 months with his new miso.
Okay.
And he was at home, or at her house, I think it was, and he just needed to duck to the shower. Yeah. Okay. But this is the dog's house too, so the dog's just roaming around.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got nude in the bedroom and had to make the walk to the bathroom.
Yeah, so no ensuite.
No ensuite, exactly. So he's had to come down the hall. At the same time, Soxie...
Gilly's like, Pov.
Oh, no.
This whole thing could have been avoided if there was an ensuite.
Oh, ensuite.
It's your fault, sir.
The house we're about to move into, our bedroom and the bathroom are at literally the opposite ends of the house.
You might find yourself in this situation should you have a pooch in your life in the coming future.
Mm.
So he's having to make that walk down the hall in the nud, okay?
Yeah.
At the same time, Soxie, his girlfriend's big Doberman Cross Rottweiler.
Oh, yes.
Female, Soxie.
Perfect hip height.
Perfect. She's coming down the hallway and they meet at the intersection. Now, apparently the story goes that Soxie has kind of cocked her head in that way dogs do when they're, huh?
Yeah, the woozy look.
That
What's
woozy
that?
Like, huh? And apparently that look is about empathy. They're trying to understand.
Oh.
Dr. Harry once did an episode on it. It's, huh? And ever since, he goes, the way she looked at me with that, huh?
Yeah.
Makes him feel really awkward, and now he doesn't want to get nude in front of the dog ever again.
She
had a look.
Yeah.
She basically looked him up and down. It was just that, huh?
Because Roxy's probably not used to seeing probably not used to seeing a male appendage.
Well, that's right. Her owner is the girlfriend. The owner is a lady.
And I do find being nude, like, I don't feel awkward and naked in front of Pam, like, at all. I do it all the time, but I do sometimes find that she looks at it like, what the hell is that thing? Because it swings.
That's right, because she doesn't have one.
You know what I mean? I don't know if that's too much information. Our producer's losing.
All right, mate. Somebody's doing okay.
No, I mean, anyone's can swing, you know? But, like, they genuinely, like, is
it... How much of a draft is in your house, buddy? A breeze.
You know, I just stand there naked with fans on. Here I am again!
Like, why is my hair dry out again? Like, no reason. I know Duncan wants a leaf blower for Christmas.
Oh, please.
So you don't feel awkward.
I mean, I don't. Morgan and I do all the time. Sometimes if we're in the shower together, Pam will wander in because she gets lonely and just stares at you while you're in the shower and watches you. That's a bit weird.
See, now, yes, that's where mine comes in. I do feel a bit awkward in front of Gianni, our six-month-old Ridgeback.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is that. He's got the furrowed brow. Like, he's the way Ridgebacks are made, they've always got that wrinkled, furrowed brow. So he always looks confused.
So he's always got a look
got a look. And I'm kind of like, I'm working on myself. I'm doing things. But I don't need you passing judgment with your sweet little face.
Yeah.
But it is that, like, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what's going through your little
what's
brain?
Going through
if
your
you could
brain?
Speak, what would you say?
Yes. And then I end up reaching for a dressing gown or a towel, being like, don't. And now he's not allowed in the bathroom because he just sits there.
Oh, okay.
And looks, yeah.
So you're a do-ya. You do feel awkward when you're naked.
I am a do-ya. Gilly, you grew up with cats.
Yeah, I grew up with cats, Tangles and Tortie, and Cornish Rexes. And look, I'm a big don't-ya. I used to, admittedly, I was like 8 or 9 at this stage, but I used to run around the house naked going, perfection, 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 in front of Tortie or Tangle. So
they get it.
Very fine.
Cats will just lick themselves and judge you like, ugh, peasant.
I know. Yeah. If anyone's going to judge, it's going to be a cat.
Yeah.
But you didn't feel awkward.
Didn't feel awkward.
Okay, well, I'm a do-ya.
Yeah.
Well, I want to let you guys know that Jess and Ducko, both your dogs, have seen me naked.
Of course. Why? Because she dog sits.
Oh,
why?
Yes.
I
that like, didn't click right there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I've gone over.
But also, like, I could just see you just, because you left your toenails in my bath, so I've God knows what you've done in that place, nude with, you know.
It's Woodstock when Alex is in charge. It's just funny, Woodstock. And did you, okay, it's one thing, now, but Alex, it's one thing for them to have seen.
Yes.
It's another to feel awkward, and that is the question.
No, not awkward at all, though Pam does have like a sooky weird stare.
She does stare at you.
So, but Gianni, we bonded, had a chat, you know.
While you're in the nude, you were chatting to my dog. I don't know, it feels weird.
It does.